If you were walking down the street today and you met yourself as a 12-year-old, what would you say to your 12-year-old self?
Do you ever think about whether you would rather be Ron Jeremy or Noam Chomsky?
Wait, is that what you're asking your 12-year-old self?
No, no. to the question that I might ask my 12-year-old self.
Yeah, that was good, because I wasn't sure if you were asking me that as sort of rhetorical, like, just let me ask you a question now. That's like Craig's schedule. On his new schedule, there's a film. It's a cross between Noam Chomsky and Burning Man.
Well, I just asked that question because it's funny. Back in the late 70s, this friend of mine named Cindy Heidel organized a series of performances at the Maryland Institute College of Art, which I didn't go to, and actually I can't stand the place, but I worked there as a model for a while. And these series of performances were sort of punk variation on the dating game. And I was one of the male contestants. I had absolutely no interest in being involved with the woman who was the prize to be won or whatever. And she asked the question, which I knew she was going to ask in advance, of do you consider yourself to be more like Johnny the Wad Holmes or Sherlock Holmes? You know, basically boiling that down to, do you consider yourself to be more intellectual or more physical?
Right.
And or brainy or big dick? And I had already planned that what I was going to do was, in answer to any question that she asked, I was just going to read from my first book and completely ignore the question, which she was totally frustrated by because she thought she was being very clever by asking these questions. And I really had no interest in that particular type of cleverness. So I just read an excerpt from my book, and she got frustrated or whatever. And then when she picked the boy that she was supposedly going to go out on a date with, which I don't think she actually did go out on a date with, she certainly didn't pick me. She picked whoever, you know, actually communicated with her, which is understandable or whatever. But then the guy who got picked to be the date said something to me like, "Don't cry," in this very sarcastic way, which I thought was bizarre because it was pretty obvious that I wasn't actually trying to engage in the process of the dating game. Anyway, I got so far afield from your question there that I don't even remember what the question was.
If you're walking down the street and you met yourself as a 12-year-old, what would you say to your 12-year-old self?
Right. So what would I say? I don't know. I think every once in a while I think about something like that, not necessarily that specific situation, but I kind of feel like saying, okay, well, right now, at 12 years old, I really wasn't that interested in music, even though I'd studied music. So I'm going to shift it a little bit and say 13 years old, which is when I start getting interested in music again, which is typical. People start getting interested in music when they're in their adolescence. I might just say, well, you don't know this yet, but your interest now at age 13 led to me doing this thing at age 56. Which would be a very mind-boggling thing for a 12-year-old to experience. It reminds me of another fantasy of mine, which is that I imagine Tchaikovsky suddenly waking up 100 years after he died, in bed in the future, being woken up by an alarm clock, a radio alarm clock going off next to the bed that he's in, playing his Pathétique, his last symphony. And I really like the idea of imagining what a bizarre experience that would be for him after having invested so much emotional energy into this thing, to have it be recontextualized within this tinny sound system as a thing that just wakes him up, that he can reach across and hit and have disappear again. So though that went again completely afield from your question.
No, that was really good. That's great. I got it. You don't have to apologize. I like it. That's the whole point of this, is just to